Blog Talk Radio.
What I find so amazing is that
You know, we always say God is my source. You know, you say that, or you say, I know that all of my needs will be met. Since I've been focusing on the law of attraction, I have noticed how the universe brings in those needs, you know, whatever is needed, how it comes in. And it's just interesting the people that it will use, you know, that the universe uses to, for those manifestations. I mean, I stopped looking at beating myself up and really moving out of the way so that the law of the universe can supply the needs. And that takes trust. We're going to talk about that today. Yeah. We're really going to talk about that. And are we offering up resistance in some kind of subvert, you know, hidden way that we don't really, that is not allowing that which we desire to come in? We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to open up the chat room. I'm sorry I didn't get to it earlier. And Dr. Reggie's going to take us into our opening prayer.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we are so divinely made and so grateful for all the blessings that you bestow upon us, visible and invisible, and yet they're still always unfolding and working in our favor. Let our minds learn to trust and believe and receive, not to doubt and do without, because we know that worry is a spiritual sickness and doubt is prayer in reverse. Let us always look forward to the promise, holding on with trust and not fear. Once we pivot and shift our energy into trust, oh my God, what wonderful things happen. Thank you so much for restoring, replacing money and food and shelter and new ideas and new creation emanating from our mind that you bestow in our crown chakra into every being in our system. Thank you so much for letting us walk in faith and not by what we see, believing in the energy of the Holy Spirit. We believe this is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, I'm pulling the text this morning from Money and the Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And this is the teachings of Abraham. Ooh, I'm just loving it. And as I've said to you before, Jerry, in this particular book, Jerry is just proposing so many questions to Abraham and focusing on money, because that's what a lot of us are focusing on. So Jerry says, Abraham, would you say that it would be morally or ethically correct for people to never give back? In other words, if they just lived on inherited money or money that they won, like the lottery, or lived off of welfare, or donated money, would you say that would be appropriate for all of us? And here's Abraham's answer. Your question still implies that there is a price to pay for the well-being that flows to you and that some sort of action is required to justify the flowing of the well-being. That is not the case. It is neither necessary nor possible to justify the well-being that flows to you, but it is necessary to align with the well-being.
Mm.
You cannot focus upon lack of well-being and allow well-being into your experience.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot focus upon the lack of well-being and allow well-being into your experience. Isn't this something that Abraham is telling us over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot focus on that question of, you know, he says that there's, when you're talking about money, there's always two questions to that subject. One is the lack of money, and the other is the abundance of money. There are two sides to it. Which way are you coming at it? Are you believing in the abundance of money, or are you believing in the lack of money? And that's what he's saying here. He's saying you cannot focus upon the lack of well-being and then allow well-being into your experience. Now, what does he mean by well-being? That means the gift of the universe coming to you. What are the positive things that you're attracting into your life? So he's saying here, let's roll back. Your question, first of all, implies that there is a price to pay for the well-being. You feel like you have to give up something in order to get this. He's saying you don't need to give up anything. You don't need to give anything in order to receive gifts from the universe. In other words, your blessings. But what you must be is in alignment with.
Mm.
And so, I mean, that takes us into a whole nother discussion, because sometimes we don't feel worthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that offers up that resistance. We don't feel worthy. Oh, I feel like I need to do something. All right, so let's move forward. He says, many people focus upon unwanted things with no deliberate attention to the emotional guidance within them, and then they try to compensate for their lackful thinking with physical action. And because of the misalignment of energy, they do not get the results from their action. So then they try harder by offering more action. But still, things do not improve. So what are the two components he's talking about here? First of all, he says that your attention, your thoughts, are on that which you do not desire. And you are you're not paying any attention to your emotional guidance system, which means you're not paying attention to how that thought is making you feel. And so then you don't get the results that you want. Why? Because you're just moving through life totally unaware that the law of attraction is working all the time. And here you are thinking, and feeling bad, and things aren't happening. And then what happens? You go, I'll try harder. And I love the statement that the first time I heard this statement was with Tony Robbins, where he says, insanity is when you think the same thought over and over again, but you expect a different result. So we don't try to change our thoughts about the situation. We're still focusing upon the lack, but we say, I'll work harder. The thought hasn't changed, and we expect a different result. We don't even change the way we do things. We just try to do more of that, which is not working.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
And so what happens? What is the end result of all of that?
You're more not working.
Right. Exactly.
But it's so loving and so gentle and so easy. Just by shifting your thoughts to try something different, to think about the abundance you already have, looking at things around you, perceiving the joy that you are in the universe, and simply watch what happens. A wave of energy comes back from the universe answering you, showing you that it loves you. Certain things come in your life exactly when that bill needs to be paid, it gets paid without even knowing how it's done. Wonderful things start to happen. Your so-called miracles start to come into play. But it's all about your mind aligning and connecting with the divine source that
Amen.
Is.
Amen. It really is. Listen, I'm gonna roll back to what Abraham was saying here. Is that okay, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he says, like the air you breathe, and we've heard this before, like the air you breathe, remember this, abundance in all things is available to you. Now, that is a key. I would write that down. Like the air you breathe, abundance in all things, not some things, in all things is available to you.
Wow.
Your life will simply be as good as you allow it to be. These are powerful statements. These are such powerful statements.
And those two laws work together, Cynthia.
Yeah.
the law of attraction, and the law of allowing.
Mm-hmm. We're going to cover the law of allowing.
It's powerful.
That will be our next endeavor.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
If you believe that you must work hard for the abundance that comes to you, then it cannot come without hard work. What's the saying? As a man thinketh, so is he.
That's right.
All right, so if you believe that you have to work hard for abundance that comes to you, then it cannot come without hard work. But in so many cases, the harder you work, the worse you feel. I'm working hard, I'm tired, I'm miserable. The harder you work, the worse you feel. And guess what? The worse you feel, the more you disallow the results that you wanted to receive from your hard work. So it's no wonder that so many people are discouraged and do not know which way to turn, for it seems that no matter what they do not thrive.
That happens to somebody I know personally who's working three jobs. She had, I think, two kids, and the first job didn't pay enough and paid something. And the second and third job, she worked on like some part-time restaurant thing and then something else. Try to go to nursing school. It was just too much. And she eventually had a breakdown. But now she's doing okay. She studied the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, she's calling things forth.
Amen.
The Bible says we can do that.
Yes.
We call those things that, which are not as though they are.
Yes.
And they manifest instantly.
Yes.
We have some power.
We have a lot of power. A lot of power. You know, your thoughts and your words are just... it's your magic wand. That's what
mm-hmm.
I tell you all the
mm-hmm.
time. I have no other way of describing it because that's what it is. Because as abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it.
Amen.
As I speak it, I create it. And for me to speak it, I have to think it first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thought first, and then I speak it. The biggest action you can take is speaking, calling forth that which you desire. Dr. Reggie, you're so right. Here's what Abraham says: appreciation and love and alignment to that which is source is the ultimate giving back, so to speak. In your pain or your struggle, you have nothing to give back. In your pain and in your struggle, you have nothing to give back.
Wow.
So many complain of unfairness or injustice when they see some people receiving greatly but offering seemingly little effort, while others who work very hard often show very little success. But the law of attraction is always, always consistently just. So what you, listen to this, please. What you are living right now, whatever experience you are living right now, is always an exact replication of your vibrational patterns of thought.
Wow.
Nothing could be more fair than life as you are living it. Because as you are thinking, you are vibrating, and so you are vibrating, you are attracting.
Wow.
And so you are always getting back the essence of what you are giving.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So if you're in a funky situation right now, the first thing you should say, rather than looking for excuses and trying to justify why everything is funky, the first thing that you should do is say, what am I thinking? Where are my thoughts? What am I feeling? What am I fearing? Because I guarantee you, if things are funky for you, you feared something. You feared that things would be funky for you. I guarantee you, if your life is messed up right now, that you feared that your life would be messed up. Roll the tape back. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my house. How early on did you start thinking that thought and living in that reality and visualizing the drama? How long? And you're in the midst experiencing it right now. You have no one to blame but you. You took yourself into, put yourself into that experience, that life experience. But I'm here to tell you, do not beat yourself up over it, because today you can change it. And that's what I love. That's why Dr. Reggie and I are up in the morning and we're doing our jig to the ocean wave music. You know, because we get to create a new life today.
Yes.
You get to create a new life experience today. It
right.
begins today.
Right.
The morning is so awesome. Oh, the Bible says, wow.
Get it right now.
No, you know, I never get it right now. I don't know why.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Weeping may endure for the night.
But joy.
But joy. Come up in the morning.
Yes.
Because you get to paint a new picture.
That's right.
So Jerry asked a great question here. He says, look, if we take money out of the equation, so to speak, then if we are not doing for the sake of money, what should we be doing with our life? So let's just take money completely out of the picture. What should we be doing with our life?
Wow.
Well, Abraham says what most people are doing with most of their lives is offering action to try to compensate for vibrational imbalance. In other words, they think so much of things that they do not want, and in doing so, they prevent what they do want from easily flowing into their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to compensate for the misalignment by taking action.
Wow.
So if you would tend to your vibrational alignment first, if you would seek the kingdom of God first, by recognizing the value of your emotions and trying to focus upon things that feel good, you would benefit tremendously by that alignment. And wonderful, wonderful things would flow to you with far less action, far less work, far less struggle.
Wow.
So the majority of the action that is offered today is offered amidst tremendous vibrational resistance. We're not in alignment vibrationally. We're just working. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. You know, we did that whole study on spiritual partnership, and one of the things that Gary Zukav talked about was how we are in a period of manipulation and control. And that time has come for us to release that. It is not about manipulation and control. And really and truthfully, that's what that is offering up, a vibration of resistance. We're in a period now where we must surrender. I mean, really, we must surrender. It is not necessary. To take money out of the equation, but it is necessary that you make your quest for joy be the most dominant part of your equation. Because when you do that, abundance in all manner will flow to you. How, and I know some of you are going, you know what? I hear this and it sounds good, but you're just trying to sell me a fairy tale. I don't believe in it.
Selling me some snake oil, huh?
Selling me snake oil. I can run out here and just try to be joyful. Just search for my joy. See, I'm going to tell you guys a secret, and if you've been following Circles of Prosperity, you've heard it before. Joy is the highest vibration you can send out to the universe.
Yes.
Woo. And what I find so amazing in this book is how often, I should go through this book and try to figure out how many times they talk about joy. And why it is the secret. Joy is the secret. Joy is what aligns you with that energy that we call God. Joy is what aligns you with that energy that we call Source. It aligns you with the most powerful energy in the universe. Here's the word, the phrase that I like. It allows you with the energy that creates worlds. You know, when I've shared this story, but I'm going to bring it up again because it was so profound to me. I was, you know, driving to work on a commute one morning and really asking God, what does it mean, God's will in your life? Because a lot of my friends that were Christian friends and were passing judgment on me because I was in a New Thought church, they said, is that God's will for your life? And they said it with such, you know, indignation. I mean, it was just really, it made me feel bad. And then listen to how I felt. I felt bad. I felt that I was doing something wrong. I was feeling guilty because I was seeking God, but not the way they were seeking God. I felt bad. So I said, you know, they're always talking about, is this God's will for your life? I even had a little attitude about it when I said it, because I was angry at that point. What is God's will? I don't even understand what that means. God's will, God's will, God's will. And this gentle, gentle voice came to me. It's not an audible voice, but you know that it's not your thought. And it said, do you know when you're in the shower and you're singing? Yeah. And do you know how it gets to a point where you could care less what anybody is thinking? You're just singing with just complete freedom and abandonment of judgment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He says, that is my will for you.
Yeah.
It was freedom. When I sing in the shower, I have so much freedom. I have so much joy. I mean, I'm Chaka Khan. I'm Beyonce. And you can't tell me that I can't sing. It doesn't even matter. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I manifested a whole choir of angels singing with me. Scared me to death. But gosh, I was so in my joy. And that just made me understand that that's God's will for our life, to be in our joy. And now here I am teaching this to you guys. And that thought comes back to me, that the remembrance of that revelation.
Mm-hmm. You bring it all into your remembrance.
Yes.
That's a question for the audience. You have anything to say?
Yeah. How many of you, how do you feel about living just by joy?
Wow.
How do you feel pursuing only joy and not taking much any action?
Hey, amen. Put one on your keypad.
Oh, Dr. Yeah. Reggie wants to talk to you this morning. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Our number is 914-338-0590. Oh, good morning. Hey, Kathy, you're calling from Skype, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you
yes,
on Skype? Okay,
uh-huh.
So sometimes you fade out on us. We figured that out with our new system.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I'm going to turn my mic. It's going to be a delay when we talk to each other, okay? Because I'm going to turn my mic off. And then you can tell us what you want to say, and then I'll cut my mic back on, okay?
And I hear an echo when
you...
Okay.
Well, I...
Go ahead and tell us.
I decided to live in my joy recently. Because I've been hearing so much about joy. I mean, I've always been a happy person. And so now... I every morning I ask if I could be of service, and I go to work happy now. Where I never used to do this before.
That is great. That's wonderful.
That's,
you know what?
Awesome.
She's aligning herself. And to be of service, too, is unselfish.
Yes.
And that brings you great reward in the universe. It's a good thing, Kathy. And I keep my prayers open for you because you're doing great work.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That is totally awesome. So you're going to work every day now happy? Does it last all day for you?
Yes, it does.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I just absolutely love it. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
I love it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Anybody else? Are you moving into your joy this morning, or do you plan on it? Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Tell us if you feel challenged by this. If you want to really be, you know, say, hey, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Come on, share. If you have problems understanding this concept or accepting it as being true, share. It's okay. We love you. It's okay. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. If not, we're going to go up. When you feel the spirit moves you, go ahead and touch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's press 1. We're here. So this is what Abraham said. I love this. There's another book I'll share it with you maybe another day. But Abraham says, if we were talking to you on your first day of this physical experience, we could be of great advantage to you because this is what we would say to you. Welcome to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. And your work here, your lifetime career, is to seek joy.
Wow.
Can you imagine being a parent and this is what you're telling your children? Your lifetime purpose, your lifetime career, is to seek joy. Baby, if it doesn't make you feel good, if it doesn't bring you joy, don't pursue it. Right? Here's what else we would say to you. You live in a universe of absolute freedom. You are so free that every thought you think will attract unto you. Every thought that you think will attract unto you. And as you think thoughts that feel good to you, you will be in harmony with who you really are. And so you utilize your profound freedom. Seek joy first, and all of the growth that you could ever imagine will come joyously and abundantly to you. Roll back and look at your life experiences. You were in elementary school. You were in high school, college, your first job, the first day you opened your business. What were your thoughts? Were you seeking your joy? You know, that's what, when I hear these profound statements, I go back to my life and go, wow, well, how would it have been different had I known this? But I don't beat myself up. I just go, wow, this is amazing. Look what I could have done, but guess what? Look what I can do now. This is not the first day of your life experience. In most cases, you are reading this long after you have been convinced that you are not free and that you are unworthy and that you must prove through your actions that you are worthy of receiving. Many of you are currently involved in careers or work that you do not find pleasing, but you feel that you cannot just walk away because the financial repercussions would cause even greater discomfort than what you are already experiencing. Abraham is really saying, I know that you feel trapped now. I know that you feel trapped. Many others who do not currently have work that is producing income feel the discomfort of having no means of support or promise of a future security. But no matter where you are currently standing, if you will make a decision to look at the positive aspects of where you are right now, you will stop the offering of resistance, which is the only thing holding you apart from that which you desire. There's a young lady who used to call in that was looking for a job, and she was already on a job, and she hated that job. And then she would say, but there's no jobs out there. You know, everything was negative. She was living with family, unhappy about that. All she could think about was how miserable she was. And we tried so hard to get her to shift, to think about that which she desires, but she was buried. She was drowning in her misery. Abraham is saying, just have the courage to think above your misery towards that which you desire. That's all. You know what you want. Why can't you think on those things? He says, you do not have to go back and undo anything or beat up on yourself for what you have not yet accomplished. If you could, in essence, regard this moment as the beginning of your life experience, and that you do your very best to resist bad feelings and resist thoughts of unworthiness or resentment that often surround the subject of money, that your financial picture will begin to change right now. Not tomorrow, not some weeks to come. It will change right now. That's powerful. That is powerful. Here's what he has. He says, this reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy is, Glinda the Good Witch is saying, listen, you always had the power to get home. All you have to do is close your eyes, click your heels 3 times, and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Here's what Abraham tells you. All you have to do is say, here I am on the first day of the rest of my physical life experience, and it is my dominant intent from this moment forward to look for reasons to feel good. I want to feel good, and nothing is more important to me than that I feel good. And that begins your journey down the yellow brick road. I feel good. This makes me feel good. I'm seeking that which makes me feel good for the rest of my life. Wow. How many of you can do that this morning? How many of you find, well, I can do that. Or how many are going to be like my father? I'm not going to chase rainbows. That's a waste of my time. What are you feeling when you hear that it is that simple? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Tell me, how does that make you feel? Please talk to me this morning. Oh, my goodness. They must be asleep.
It's okay.
It's okay. You're getting it. It's okay. Good morning. Good morning. Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. How is it making you feel moving in your joy this morning?
It's making me really happy.
It feels good to feel good, huh?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Do you have anything you want to share?
Oh, I love that because you said that it's simple. Just making that choice to move into the joy.
That's right. It is. It's the easiest thing because who doesn't want to feel good?
I remember a broadcast on TV, Catherine Kuhlman, and she said, "Salvation, young ones, whether you're a Christian or anything, salvation is so simple that most folks miss it. And that's your joy and freedom. It's so simple, most people miss it. They want it to be organized and structured. They want this, they want that. It has to be hard. And inch by inch, life is a cinch. And yard by yard, life is hard. Don't make it hard on yourself."
That's right. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I just want to tell you that what you said about like the first day of my new life. Boy, that gives me a positive attitude to take on everything today.
All right. Are you calling from Skype this morning?
No, ma'am. I'm on a cell phone.
You're on a cell phone. Okay. You know, we're using this new system, so I'm monitoring. I am so happy that this is impacting you this way. So you're going to have a great day today, huh? And for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Every day it'll be joyous.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing this morning.
Thank you.
It is just so easy for us to move into our joy. That is the secret. I'm going to share this one last thing to you, and then we're going to go into our closing prayer. This is Abraham speaking. Often there are things in your work environment that are not conducive to feeling good, and often you believe that your only chance of ever really feeling good is to get away from those negative influences. How many of you are at a job where, you know, you really don't want to be there? But the idea of quitting and leaving does not feel good either, because that could cause a lapse in your income when things are already financially tight. So you continue on, being miserable, unhappy, and feeling trapped. Here's what I want you to remember. If you could just stand back a little bit and see your career not as work that you are doing in exchange for money, but as the expenditure of your life experience in return for your joyful experience, then you would realize that many of the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak are not in alignment with that quest for joy. And if you will just say, "Nothing is more important than that I feel good," you will find yourself guiding yourself to different thoughts and works and words and behaviors. So even in the midst of your trouble, even in the midst of this job that you're not really satisfied with, today say, "My main thing is to find my joy."
Amen.
You know, I want to feel good, and I'm choosing thoughts that are going to uplift me and make me feel good. And guess what? Your experiences and circumstances and things are going to change immediately. Test it. Dr. Reggie, take us into our closing prayer.
Thank you, Father, for this lesson, which is very dynamic and very powerful. Let us hang on to the truth of these lessons. Let us be who we are and live in our joy every single day and walk by faith and not by sight. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And So it is. Oh, you are so powerful, you guys. Listen, just by deciding that you want to feel good, things will begin to improve in dramatic ways. God bless you.